This is WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Lots of people are isolating themselves these days due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Isolation and even loneliness have long been concerns for some seniors as they grapple with the death of loved ones or retirement. A recently released study by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine urged the healthcare system to do more to identify and prevent problems related to senior isolation. UW-Milwaukee Applied Gerontology Professor Colleen Galambos helped write the report. She began an interview with WUWM Innovation Reporter Chuck Quirnbach by defining the terms isolation and loneliness.
There are a couple of really key distinctions. Isolation is measured by the amount of contacts or connections that you have with individuals. So somebody can have a few really good friends, but feel very, very connected because the relationships are quality relationships and they have a lot going on. Loneliness, however, is more of a subjective feeling that you may be living in an assisted living facility, a nursing home, or you may be living with family, but still feel lonely because those quality relationships and connections are not there.
Is there any way of knowing if loneliness among seniors is increasing?
Well, we know that a significant proportion of adults in the United States, 35% of adults 45 and older, and 43% of adults age 60 and older report feeling lonely.
Why do people, at least among seniors, why do people sort of get into that loneliness track? What happens in their lives typically?
It has to do with maybe a person's inability to make those strong social connections that we talked about. That may be a result of mental health issues, physical impairments, not feeling comfortable being around people, and all those kinds of factors can really impact. As well as we're also noticing that people who are caregivers are also in a situation where, because they're so busy with the caregiving activities, they can't take care of themselves and really participate in those quality interactions.
You were a member of a committee for the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine that wrote a report about social isolation and loneliness among seniors. And one of the conclusions with the medical system could do more to help these folks. Is that right? Can you talk a little bit about what the healthcare system can do? A couple key points.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to mention is when we look at this whole issue of social isolation and loneliness, there are people in the community that are isolated and lonely that we don't know about. But one of the places where they do connect with individuals is often the healthcare system. So if the healthcare system can be more aware that people may be suffering from isolation and loneliness, perhaps do an assessment or screening, that would really go a long way to at least identifying people who are at risk and then helping to connect them with interventions and programs that may help them.
What form might that screening take?
That's a good question. We're looking at something that would be fairly short because physicians and medical personnel are screening for lots of different things. So maybe a 3 or 4 item questionnaire. We would suggest that it be evidence-based, that that there's evidence to prove that it does measure social isolation and loneliness, and that be conducted as part of a general regular screening.
Aside from the healthcare system, what steps can seniors take on their own to reduce isolation if they want to?
If they want to, get involved, find interest groups that you might want to participate in.
What advice do you have for families who want to help seniors in this way, especially if the senior citizen is tentative?
Connect. Connect with your loved one, check in, even if it's a telephone call. There's so many individuals who say, I look forward to my son calling, for instance, and I look forward to that weekly call or that daily call. That really can make a difference. Try to suggest activities, maybe attend an activity with your loved one if they're reluctant, but also be careful about not forcing activities.
Colleen Galambos is a professor of applied gerontology at UW-Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach. Galambos says the AARP Foundation paid for the National Academy's report on senior isolation, but had no say-so over the committee's findings. You can stay tuned to WUWM for the latest coronavirus and COVID-19 updates from NPR and WUWM.